as my friend from the Apple Marketing Board makes his way on into the night. I've got sessions for you from SPK and A Popular History of Science, amongst the records, Les Cocteaus, Disvay, Ivor Cutler, Twisted Nerve, 10,000 Maniacs, not surprisingly, Blue Boy. We've got the Meteors Live, actually, from their impending LP, Gene Loves Jezebel, China Crisis, Nightingales, Larks, and the Mighty Diamonds, amongst others. And we start with a little hot rock. This is Johnny Carroll.
Rockin' and rollin', beat you kissin' and huggin'. I'd rock, I'd rock, I'd rock. Well, let's rock and roll tonight. Well, wrap your arms around this frame. Get you should already know this game. I'd rock, I'd rock, I'd rock. When we rock, baby, hold me tight. With my last time, hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Well, hot rock. When we rock, let's do it right. Well, pour it on, baby. Pour it on good. You come on like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock. Scared of my buck, don't fight. Just rock and roll, hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock. Let's rock and roll tonight. Well, pour it on, baby. Pour it on good. You come on like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Hot rock. Hot rock. Skilly bop bop.
Yes, if obscure old rockabilly records ever come into vogue, I'm going to be right there in the vanguard. That's Johnny Carroll and Hot Rock. And this next, the Cocteau Twins tribute to one-goal hero of Liverpool's stubborn one-all draw at Craven Cottage tonight, Ian Rush. This is In the Gold Dust Rush. El Cocteau's, and that's from the LP Head Over Heels on 4AD Records, and that's in the Gold Dust Rush, and that's the same label, of course, who, if you listened to Kid's programme earlier on, they gave him a copy of the new record by Colourbox, which sounded pretty good to me. This is from the Mighty Diamonds and Bad Boy. Those are the Mighty Diamonds, not a great pressing, of course, but a fine record, Bad Boy, and that's on Stars Records. The first tonight from A Popular History of Signs. This is Christmas Island.
Sailors all gathered together, a nuclear family all thinking brand new day.
Ah, but an important political point has been made. That's what really counts. A popular history of signs, and that's called Christmas Island. And now something, I think, radically different, it's fair to say that. This is from the Larks on Money Records, a bit of a collector's item, actually, an LP which I picked up at the shop whose name I'm not prepared to divulge for a fairly modest sum, which is autographed, or may even have been part of the collection of Simon D, which must increase its value, I would have thought. This is The Jerk. Ends rather suddenly, that. Those are the Larks and Do the Jerk, Let Me See You Work. And I've been thinking throughout the day about the possibility of quite an intriguing new career for me. And I've been trying to get in touch with the people at the gig that I was supposed to do in Camden Town last weekend, either the bloke who ran it or Wendy from the Rag Mag, but without success, because I was wondering how things went after I'd gone. And I thought I could start a whole new career, and rather a lucrative one too, by actually not appearing at places and charging people money not to turn up. And this seems to be an entirely other way. I could sit at home and get even fatter and watch television and so forth, and drink great quantities of rather fine wine, and get people to pay for me not to appear at their venue. It does seem that has a certain kind of irresistible quality, which I'm rather excited about, I must say. This is from SPK, the first from them, and a version of their current single, Metal Dance. Now an important single on Desire Records. That's SPK, the first from them, Metal Dance. And earlier this evening I was at the pub round the corner, exchanging pleasantries and the occasional pint with Robert Lloyd from the Nightingales and Erwin from Eton Crop, who are going to be recording a session for the programme fairly soon. They're from Holland. And they were telling me that Eton Crop, the Membranes and the Nightingales are playing at the Mermaid Hotel. I think it's Stratford Road, I think it was, Spark Hill in Birmingham, this Saturday. And if I could be there, I most assuredly would be. From the Nightingales, a new single, and they've got an LP coming shortly as well. This single, though, is called Crafty Fag. Yes, listeners, catch them with the Membranes and Eton Crop at the Mermaid Hotel, Spark Hill, this Saturday. Those are the Nightingales, the new single on Ink Records, which is a subdivision of Red Flame, and that's called Crafty Fag. You may recall that fairly recently Walters and I were sporting ourselves on the beaches of Benidorm, much to the amusement of the local fisher folk, and I came back with quite a few Spanish records, and the reason I didn't play more of them was because most of them sounded, as I pointed out to the people at the conference that we were at the time, most of them sounded as though they were like Northern European records, and I said that I thought I'd be more interested, really, if there was an identifiable Spanish dimension to the records. And there was a smattering of applause when I said this at the actual event that we were attending. And since then, one of the people came up to me and said, well, look, there are some records, actually, which they call rumba records, although they're not actually rumba at all. But they come from the sort of slums around the big cities like Madrid and so on. And I'll send you some of these records when I can. And he's done so. And this one is by Los Chunguitos, I think we settled for. Well, you may be thinking to yourself, oh, come on, Peter, give us a rest. But I really like that. I honestly do. And Siempre...